Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered?
You're doing what now?
We're doing an opinion survey.
On what?
Well, this is about initiatives on climate change in Maryland. We would love to hear your opinion about that.
Climate change. Okay, what is that? Ask me the question.
Thank you. First, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Knowing this, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
No.
And is that somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with the statement?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
No.
And is that a no support or no oppose?
No support.
So do you support it or oppose it?
I oppose it.
Oppose it. And do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the other plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Well, it's not a yes or a no question, but I guess I would oppose it because then they would put more restrictions on these people, and then it would cost them more to fix it.
We do have the same scale. Do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal. The first one is, providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat?
I strongly support it.
Thank you. The next one is increasing access to public transportation.
I strongly support it.
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
I support that strongly.
Thank you. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed it. Thank you. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Oh, that's a loaded one. I have no comment on that one.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is improving electrical grid reliability.
Strongly agree.
Strongly support. Thank you. And the last one for this section is expanding quality health care. Would you support or oppose this?
What did you say?
Expanding quality health care.
Well, I would strongly agree if I didn't have to pay all those taxes, but I strongly agree.
Strongly support?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? And here we have another scale. We want to know if you find those statements very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first statement is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, the communities who have contributed the least to climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover us after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure are needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change.
That's not convincing at all.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition.
Not convincing at all.
Okay. Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
It would have no impact.
If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Diminish.
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker?
Diminish.
Thank you. And would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if those costs? Support or oppose?
I oppose.
And do you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
I strongly oppose.
Thank you. Now, if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
I'd rather not answer.
Okay, that's fine. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34?
I'm refusing to answer that.
This is just for classifying your responses.
I'm not answering it.
Okay, that's fine. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican,
Independent?
That is not going to let me continue, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, well.
I'm not registered
for any party.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race? White, African American, other?
I'm not going to answer that either.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So we really appreciate your time, ma'am. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bitch. Mm-hmm.